This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
What'll happen to your 401k today? Stocks tanked yesterday. The Dow lost 876 points. The S&P and NASDAQ plummeted too. The AP's Mike Gracia.
The sell-off came in response to news that inflation is getting worse and ahead of the Federal Reserve meeting on Wednesday, with some economists speculating the Fed may raise its key interest rate by 0.75 percentage point.
The heat's going to be brutal for millions of Americans.
National Weather Service meteorologist Tony Fracasso says high temperatures that hit the West will roll through several parts of the country heading east.
Parts of the Southwest, the Rockies, and stretching from the upper Midwest, Great Lakes, down to the Midwest, into the Southeast. All those areas are under various types of heat, either advisories or watches or warnings.
He says temperatures will be in the mid to upper 90s for some cities and even 100.
St. Louis might be around 100. Say northern Kentucky, parts of North and South Carolina, interior Georgia.
I'm Julie Walker.
President Biden will travel to Israel, the West Bank, and Saudi Arabia next month. We're told he plans to meet with Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman of Saudi Arabia. U.S. intelligence indicates Prince Mohammed likely ordered the killing of U.S.-based journalist Jamal Khashoggi in 2018. Former Attorney General Bill Barr told the House January 6th committee that then-President Trump was clinging to outlandish theories to stay in office, and that if he really believed those theories, he was detached from reality. Pope Francis says Russia was in some ways provoked by NATO's expansion east, though he blasts what he calls the ferocity and cruelty of Russian troops in Ukraine. He salutes the Ukrainians, calling them heroic and courageous. Gas is $5.01 a gallon today, just like yesterday. This is AP News. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel with the latest on Britney Spears.
A man who was once briefly married to Britney Spears is facing felony stalking charges for trying to crash the pop star's wedding. Jason Alexander was married to Britney Spears for all of 3 days, but for whatever reason, he decided to show up and act out at Spears' wedding last week to longtime boyfriend Sam Asghari. Alexander now faces a felony stalking charge along with misdemeanor counts of trespassing, vandalism, and battery. Authorities say he was streaming live on Instagram when he approached Spears' house and was in an empty room after telling security that Spears had invited him. She had not. Alexander's bail is now set at $100,000. A judge has ordered him to stay at least a football field's length away from the pop star. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Alabama will execute a convicted killer on July 28th. He killed his ex-girlfriend. The man was arrested in California. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.